I wouldn't use that as a print class. As a person.
What would you mean if you said print? Somebody's printing.
Yeah, person already gotten themselves together and think they're together. Maybe in their eyesight and they's
just walking
in so many different ways.
Yeah,
walking differently, primping. You know.
Well, what if we were talking about a woman doing that? What would you call it if a man was doing that?
Yeah, I said the same thing.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that thing that a woman carries around with her? She keeps all her stuff in it, you know?
Vacuum cleaner? Was she cleaning up or something?
No, when she's going somewhere, you know, she keeps her, her handkerchiefs in her.
Oh, bag.
Have you ever heard people call a bag anything else?
Suitcase.
Well, this isn't exactly, she doesn't have to be going on a trip.
No, I'm talking, this is where I know what you're speaking about. You know, yeah. That's a bag, you know, one of these large bags. You put so much stuff in it, you know, it's a bad day. You got a suitcase there, you know what I mean? You book a bag, you know.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a purse?
A purse would be a small thing, you know, like that. I thought you was talking about one of those big bags.
Oh, a shopping
you know,
bag or something.
You know,
like
a big bag, you got the purse in, you know. Yeah. I misunderstood your question.
Well, what about talking about a purse? Something that's smaller than that, that they might use to just keep their change in, has a clasp on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know that. I had one home with time. I had one. You call that a...
Heard people call that a corn purse?
Corn purse, yeah. Corn purse. Mm-hmm. Well, it's another name for it, but it's going to get tough now.
Just change purse or something like that? Okay. What do you call these things that women like to wear around their wrists? They're what?
Watch, bracelet.
Bracelet, okay. And if it's around their neck?
Necklace.
A necklace, mm-hmm. Okay. What about these things that women, that men use to hold up their pants? And they come over the shoulders and attach at the front and the back?
Suspenders.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Galluses.
Mm-hmm. Who would be likely to use the word galluses? Anybody in particular? Maybe an older person or a...
Older person, I would say that an older person would use that.
You say suspenders, though.
Suspenders or calluses, you know.
Okay. What do you call this thing that you hold over your head when it rains to keep yourself from getting wet?
Umbrella.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Parasol.
Okay. What about when you're making up a bed, what do you call the last thing that you put on the bed?
The last thing, mm-hmm. And you're making it up.
Mm-hmm.
You would, after you put your pillow on, you put your bed there.
You got the sheets, the pillow, the last thing is the what?
The spread.
The spread, mm-hmm. The bedspread, okay. And what about another thing that it might be heavier than a bedspread that, is made out of different pieces or squares of cloth that have been sewn together?
Blanket.
That's a blanket?
Yes.
You ever heard people call that anything else? An old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned, yes, mostly just a blanket.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as a quilt?
A quilt, yes. Blanket of quilt. Right?
Quilt. Mm-hmm.
Blanket of quilt, that's
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned pillow a second ago. Have you ever heard of anything that's like a pillow, except might be about twice as long, that people might put at the head of the bed just for looks, not necessarily to sleep on?
Yeah.
You know what that's called? Somebody to do it. Yeah. Do you know of any name for that thing that's about twice as long as you think?
I don't know. You call it a... I can't think of it right now.
Have you ever heard people call it a bolster?
Bolster?
Haven't heard of that?
That's another name I've heard of. Could you use it on the floor, too?
All right. Well, talking about something on the floor, what about a temporary bed that you might put on the floor? What would you call that? Maybe you had overnight guests, you let the children sleep on them.
Well, we'll use a... on the floor you would...
Mm-hmm. Just a temporary bed.
Temporary bed.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called a pallet?
Pallet, yeah.
A pallet. Okay.
Yes.
And talking about that bolster, that long thing, if it's real long, you might say it didn't just go part way across the bed, it went
all the way
across the bed. All right. What about Yeah. Oh, the lamp.
I'm gonna turn this one on.
Let me see. I don't know where that thing is.
What about talking about farming? Farmer might say, well, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Very rich. Mm-hmm. Or is there another word for
fertilized?
Okay. The soil is very fertile.
Fertile.
Something like this. Okay. What about, have you ever heard of a kind of flat, low land alongside of a stream that's maybe overflowed in the spring and plowed later on? What kind of land would you call that? Anything in particular you've heard it called?
Low land or something. I've heard that before.
You ever heard it called bottom land?
Bottom land.
Okay. Or what about a piece of land that's just good for cutting grass off it for hay or something like that? Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
That is.